This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. I'm your host, Severt Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time they were on the show was September of last year. I'm talking about no other than Rosenbaum. They trade on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol ROSN. And with us today is the CEO, Mr. Fred Angelopoulos. He's going to bring us up to speed. Fred, it's nice to meet you and welcome back to the show.
Hey. Nice to meet you, Sever. Glad to be back.
For those new to Rosenbaum, could you tell us a little about the company and what you guys do?
Sure, absolutely. Rosenbaum is a technology consumer product company that develops extraction technology and products for botanicals and any kind of organic material. We have been about 5 years in the industry, and we have very unique process in what we do. We are focused on solventless extraction. Extraction is a very huge growing market in botanicals, cannabis industry, and CBD and things like that. And it's a very rapid growth market, but it is been challenged by a lot of issues with solvents. So Rosenbaum has been on the forefront, the leader of developing technology and selling products that provide safe, organic, solventless extracts.
Right. And like you said, you're a leader in solventless extraction technology, and you actually use heat and pressure to produce large volumes of extracts. You are even featured in Forbes and Engadget. And last night I went on your website just to check it out at rosenbaum.com, and I saw your Rosenbaum rocket just sold out. Now, with all this success, we're pretty excited to know if there are any new products scheduled for this year.
Well, you know, it's a great question because there are, and it's very timely. We are launching a new product actually in the next couple of weeks, and I'm happy to talk about it first with you guys. That is called the Rosenbaum Crunch, and it is it's a pretty cool product. It's consumer based, and it allows for a consumer to easily and efficiently craft their own extracts. The one thing that's unique about this, all our products have unique technologies. We've been able in this product to be able to develop up to 5 tons of pressure, so 10,000 pounds of force. Which
wow.
is an enormous amount of force, and it's a product that's around $500, and this compares to products out there that are doing maybe 6,000 to 8,000 pounds of force that sell for thousands of dollars. So this is really a breakthrough product for us where we can give that amount of force that really professionals use and put it in the consumer's hands, and they can press material very quickly and very easily. It's a fun product. It's a only weighs a few pounds, and it's just kind of fills into our Rosenbaum product line. And we're pretty excited about it because the value of pounds of force per dollar is just unmatched in the market. And it's really the value here is exciting. So that'll be shipping in the next 2 weeks. And we're very excited about it. You know, I just want to mention, as you had said, that the rocket is sold out. It's a very, very popular product. As you mentioned, it's been featured in Engadget. I think Engadget called it the Panini Press for extraction, and it's been featured in Forbes. But I will have to say it is of high demand, as all our products are, but we've also had some challenges over the last 12 months with the supply chain. And I just want to be forthright about that because it's a challenge, I think, so many people in the U.S. are facing right now, whether consumers, suppliers, or manufacturers. And, you know, our products are, you know, very, very highly engineered. We have granted patents on them. I want to discuss that in a minute or so as well. But they're very highly engineered. They use very specific components. that no one else uses. And so there's not like secondary, third, you know, suppliers that we can go after. We can replace this component with another component. So we've been challenged over the last 12 months to, you know, and we're coming around the bend on that. Our products are getting back in stock, but we really use that time as we're trying to solve the supply chain issues that everyone is dealing with these days. We use that time to develop new technologies. So one of them is the Crunch that we developed in the last year, and then we have a couple of exciting products that we'll be launching in the next 3 to 6 months, which really takes us into a real serious player in the mass production of extracts. And, you know, for so long, people have been using things like CO2 extractors, butane, things like that, because they could extract large volumes of material. So economically, it was feasible. For the consumer, it's risky from a health standpoint. So we are really focused. You know, our mission has always been solventless, organic, safe for the consumer. So yeah, we're developing some new technologies that we'll be launching in the next 3 to 6 months that are, you know, will match or exceed any volume production that's going on in the market. So excited about that. Digging out of the supply chain issues, having products, we'll be back in stock and launching a new product. So, but you know, a lot of good things going on.
That all sounds amazing. I'm really excited to see this, the Crunch come out. Now, in terms of technology, we know that Rosenbaum has some great intellectual property, like the Rosenbaum M60 and Rocket rosin presses. Also, your revolutionary flow channel technology. Are there any updates on these patents and new technologies?
Well, there are, actually, Sarah. And thank you for asking. And it's good knowledge there about our flow channel technology and our M60 and Rocket. So we have had a design patent granted on our M-Series and Rockets. It's a very unique design. But we have, 2 years ago, had filed a series of patents around, you know, utility patents and use, you know, fields of use patents on our products. So we just got two patents granted in the last few weeks.
Awesome.
So again, just going to be announcing this really on your show. One of them is the flow channel that you discussed, and this is a breakthrough technology. You know, when you talk about extraction press, it is, as you mentioned, heat and pressure, and there are a couple of, you know, whether aluminum or stainless steel plates that come together that heat up and basically create the extraction of the resins and rosins out of the material. But it's a very binary process. You press it and then you lift the plates up and then you kind of gather the material with either a clean out tool, or from a loom bag. And this has been kind of a barrier to the volume processors, the big growers who are like, well, I need to produce pounds a day and things like that. So the flow channel allows for the material that is being pressed to, instead of just sort of sticking into the bag or the parchment paper or whatever, it starts to flow into this channel. It's like a graduated cylinder basically, and it then streams down into these collection trays. And you're just nonstop pressing. And this, you know, this technology allows you to use our press and to do the same amount of output per day that you would do with a CO2 extractor. Now, our press is under $2,000. A CO2 extractor is $100,000. It's,
wow.
There's a level of danger in you know, using a CO2 extractor. You have to have the right ventilation, you need permits and licenses, and there's operator training. And so, you know, this is where we're going. The flow channel patent allows us to say, hey, anyone can now compete with these big extractors that use solvents and produce clean, pure, organic extracts. So very excited about that. And it was something, you know, all this technology has been, you know, our founder and president, Ryan Mayer, who has developed this technology, is really a brilliant guy. And so we're really excited about that. And then we have another patent that was just granted, and this is as groundbreaking, which is on our power supply. One of the things people have said in the past about electric presses, they're very convenient, they're very safe, very clean, they don't need to be vented, but can they generate the same amount of power as presses right. that use hydraulics or that use air compressors? And the answer is yes, because we've modified an actuator. An actuator is a fairly common product that is used for in automotive, for example, and four-wheel drive vehicles that can move the transmission from high gear to low gear. But it basically kind of looks like a cone, and it spins. And what we're able to generate, thousands of pounds. We have prototypes they're working on right now for new technology to develop, 20 to 30,000 pounds of force. And this is with a three-prong plug. So it is a awesome. Huge breakthrough yeah. to get this patent granted, because other companies out there have seen our product and have tried to replicate it. And one of the things they've tried to do is, create power through an actuator. And, now they can't do that. We're the only company that can do that. And I can tell you, Sever, that the amount of force from just touching a button is extraordinary. And getting that patent granted, that really builds a secure place around our technology. So it took 2 years, and it was, a long wait for us. But we're very thrilled to get both these patents granted. This actuator patent ensures that our power source can never be replicated or copied by a competitor. And we know from extensive years of development and testing that this is the best electric power source that you could develop.
That's awesome. I like to actually congratulate you for that, because that's quite the feat. And what you guys did was amazing. You did an amazing job at encapsulating all your amazing products. We're sort of running out of time a bit here, but I got a couple more questions. Now, I'd like to know, with all this, what does the future look like for Rosenbaum as a public company?
Well, I think, for us, the future is exciting. It's been challenging for a lot of companies over the last couple of years, but we've had, sustainable growth, and I think these new technologies and new products really broaden our horizon. You'll see that in our revenue growth. And, our goal is to continue to be the leader in solventless extraction technology. And we have great partnerships with our channel partners. Like you said, we've been reviewed in Forbes and Engadget, and the M60 was named the best electric press on the market. I believe the quote was, it's not even close. So, we just want to do what we do, build great products. And, I wanted to mention, we had recently done a collaboration with Tommy Chong, very iconic figure in the industry, and we've done three collaborations with him now, and I think getting an endorsement like that on our technology was also, resolute as to what we are doing. So we're excited about the future, and we've worked hard over the last couple of years to keep moving the company forward and developing new technology. So I think in the next year we're going to see some great stuff from the company. It's going to start with the crunch, and of course, these new patents that gives us the opportunity to really go into the volume processing market. But there's a lot of great stuff to come, so we're very excited about it.
Awesome. And there, do you have any plans on uplisting or anything like that?
That's a great question. We are in the process of uplisting off the OTC. When we went public, we merged with a public company, and they were on the pink sheets. And so we needed 2 years of audited financials to be able to uplift, and we have that now. So we expect that in the next quarter or two that we'll have that completed. And I think that opens up a lot of opportunities for the company and the market. Gets more exposure more exposure to the company, and I think it's in the best interest of the shareholders.
Mr. Fred Angelopoulos, he is the CEO of Rosenbaum. They trade on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol ROSN. Check them out. Fred, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was nice meeting you, and hopefully we'll see you in another 45 to 55 days to give us an update.
It was my pleasure, Sever. It was great talking to you. I look forward to talking to you soon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.